Hello.
Hi, this is Alex calling from Archtop Fiber. Can I speak to Malik, please?
Yes, you're speaking with Malik.
I'm Malik. Hi. I think I always mess up the name somehow, some kind of way.
No, it's okay, no worries.
I'm calling in regards to a ticket. I heard you had some questions.
Yes. I was under the impression that I was going to call me at 4:30, but right now it's fine.
Oh, that wasn't put into the ticket. I apologize if I interrupted.
No, that's okay. So are you now somebody who is aware of network configurations?
Yes, sir.
Can help. All right, perfect. So let me just finish this thing real quick. All right, I hope you can hear me pretty well. I'm just dealing with a pretty nasty cold.
No problem.
Okay. All right. So the issues that I'm having right now is I have a firewall and a switch that I want to connect to the internet.
Okay.
And I was able to, I'm able to get either the firewall to work
Yeah.
or the switch to work, but neither to work together. And then on top of that, I'm not able to get the router and the firewall to communicate with each other. So what's happening is I have a, so I'll just speak in like just literal terms. The router is on a subnet 192.168.1, and then my firewall is on 192.168.2, and I can get everything that's like connected to my firewall to communicate to the dot one subnet, but I can't get the dot one to communicate to the dot two subnet. And so what I think is happening is I need to either plug the modem straight into the firewall, or I need to like I just well, I, this is my first time doing this, so I'm not pretty sure of how I
So
should go about.
how do you currently have it set up? Are you going from ONT to firewall to switch to router? Or are you going from ONT to router to firewall to switch? Or
So I'm going from the modem to the router to the firewall.
yeah, but the you can put the firewall behind the router. So you can put the it should go from the ONT to the firewall, then to the router,
Got
then
it.
to Then to you can actually do to the switch, then to the router. It doesn't really matter, but you can do to the, if you already have the
So
switch, it
I
doesn't
should have the
it all
modem
depends on what you're
going
trying to
into.
accomplish.
So what I'm trying to accomplish is I want to have the modem go right into the I want to have the use the firewall that I'm using. And then I want to use the router. I want to continue using the router as an access point, pretty much, because it has the Wi-Fi there. And I want to also put the switch in so that I have more Ethernet ports accessible to myself, because right now I have Ethernet ports in the house. And then the last thing that I want to do that's kind of like tangential is I have another access point that I would like to configure, but right now it's not picking up. I know why it's not being picked up on my firewall, but where I had it initially, it just wasn't being picked up on the network period. But that's something that I can fix, that I know how to fix. It's the configuration of the router, firewall, and switch. I'm running into a wall.
We actually already like have a like a basically a we had someone already tested this prior to even doing it just to see if it would work, which I mean is the only reason why I know it can work. So that all you got to do is really just put the do you want to start with that ONT, and from the ONT you want to go to the firewall, then to your router,
Okay.
and then you can plug the switch into the router.
Got it. Okay. So now my second question is, when I go from the modem, and you're calling it an OMT?
ONT, or like a optical network terminal.
Yeah, got it. I just wanted to understand that. So when I'm going from the ONT into the firewall, should I set the ONT, I mean the firewall, to DHCP or PPOE, and will I still be able to access the configuration of the firewall through HomePass? Because that's my next question. Should I set the router to just router only on HomePass?
That's actually a good question. So you're able to actually like control aspects of the firewall when you were in HomePass?
No, I wasn't. I'm that's kind of my question, is like, will I still need to use HomePass? What will HomePass do for me at that point?
HomePass is just so you can manage stuff on the, like, you can manage like devices on the network and stuff like that. Past that, I mean, personally, I turn off all the any of the like the guard settings, any type of setting that involves any type of security on that particular router, mainly because when I'm at home, I have a different, well, I don't really have this particular type setup, but I have a different setup, and I don't use any of the the security features on the router itself. I find them to be, you know, kind of finicky.
Okay.
I personally don't use them. I always turn it off.
Yeah, no, that's not a problem. So what I'm looking at in the advanced settings, it says networking mode, and I can either put it in auto, or I can put it in router only. Should I just put it in router only?
For the router? For our router?
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, you can keep it on auto. It's pretty good at detecting those things, so it'll be fine.
Okay. So this is what I'm gonna do. I have pretty bad service where I live. That's why I live on my Wi-Fi. So this is what I'm gonna do. I'm just reiterating what you're telling me, so I got it down packed. So from the ONT, go into the firewall.
Yep.
And then from the firewall, go into the have the router go into the firewall, and then on top of that, have the switch go into the router.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. Now, just one last thing. Because on my firewall, I have it configured in that .2 subnet. Will that matter? Should I leave it in that .2 subnet? Or will the ONT change it to a .1?
It'll more than likely, it won't matter because of the direct connection. So, if we're going by layers, physical connection is always going to reign supreme over any other to connection.
Yeah.
So the subnetting of it all doesn't necessarily matter in this particular case, but it should default back to the .1 subnet. So it should fall under that. But if it doesn't, it won't matter. It will, because it's going to find the fastest connection regardless. And if it's physically connected to that firewall, it should have no issue.
Okay. Okay. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to test this out because I'm home by myself. Work is really slow, and I'm not messing with anybody else's Wi-Fi. So can I have my own?
Sounds like a plan.
So I'm going to do this real quick. And is there a way that I can call you back if I lose service?
Not directly, but I mean, I'm like the owner of the only other. I'm the only text, of course. If you call in and just ask for Alex, they'll know. They'll know what to route it to.
All right, I'm gonna start unplugging things. Give me a second.
No problem.